Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city where there's sunshine, palm trees, blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Wish you were here. Yes, yes, yes. So glad to be with you, you and you again today. Those that listen on a continual basis, we thank God for you. We send you lots of love and hugs. Yes, yes. Trusting that this is your day for all the blessings to overtake you, you, and you. We want you to call in today with the praise report. Call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Call us with a praise report and let us know what God is doing for you, has done for you, what you want Him to do for you. Also, if you're looking for that blessing to overtake you today, call us at 347-857-3925. And we will put you on the air so everybody can praise God with you. Isn't that all right? Don't you want somebody to praise God with you for what He's doing? Yes, 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 you do. And we thank God for it today. Right now we want to thank God for all that He has been doing in this hour. And we thank God for what He's about to do for a few people. Melanie, Teal, you know, in a relationship with her mother. We want her to have a good relationship with her mother. We send the word to Melanie today. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch and deliver in this situation, Father, in Jesus' name. Touch today Sharon Leonard today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch and deliver her right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, and we be so careful to give your name the praise for it today, God. Lord God, we ask you right now to touch Brenda McGriff, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her and her family right now. Make her every whit whole. Give her directions, Lord, what she should do at this hour, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it. Father God, we ask you to touch the Ness family there in St. Thomas. Touch them right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Touch, I think his name, Alliston, Father God. Touch him, God. Bring him on the road of recovery, God. Thanksgiving for God sparing his life also, in Jesus' name. And we give you praise for it today, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for how you're moving on your people all over the land, God. I thank you how you're moving on my family. Thank you, God, for those that are sick and suffering, those, Lord, just mentally deranged. Touch them too, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy today, God. Have mercy on the household of faith, God Almighty, that we will unite together as one and praise you, God, and lift you up and work together, God, for the same goal. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it today. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise and honor and glory for it all. Lord God, because you are good to us, God, you have spared our life one more time. And I thank you for it today. I thank you for the prayer warriors. I thank every person that's praying for this broadcast and praying for me also. I thank God for them today, God. I thank you for touching the ministry, God. I thank you for, Lord God, enlightening us. I thank you, Lord God, for expanding us. I thank you, Lord God, for pouring out a financial blessing upon us also. Father, I just thank you today for what you're doing in the ministry right now in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, I do thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in each member's life also, God. Breaking down the walls that were built up in their lives, God. I thank you for breaking them down today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing them. Each one of them right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, you are so good to us, and you're good to them also, Lord God, and whosoever will let them come. Father God, to the throne of grace, Lord, we thank you for it today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the sick, Lord God, that you're touching, God, the Robert Battles and the Kendra. I believe I'm pronouncing these names right. Father God, for you touching all these people. Lord, we thank you for how you touched Jessica Parrish there in St. Thomas. God, we thank you for touching her, God Almighty. Oh, Lord, we appreciate for her having a safe delivery, Father God, and a healthy baby. We thank God for it, God. When it looked touch and go, it looked like it was touch and go, but we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for touching all our friends near and far, God. We thank you for bringing them through, bringing them out. We thank you for touching Pastor Scotty Clark, God, and whatever he's going through at this time, God. We thank you for touching him right now. In Jesus' name, make a way out of nowhere for him and his congregation. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you today, Father God Almighty. We thank you for touching Mother Mosley there, Pastor Mosley, Lord. We thank you for touching her today, God. We thank you for touching, Lord God, Kenneth Russian, Father God. We thank you for touching, Lord God, Carla Scott. We thank you, Lord God, for touching today, Pastor Deborah Bell, Lord. We thank you for touching Pastor Harrington there. Lord, we thank you for touching them right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for every one of them that you're touching right now in Jesus' name, God. Oh, Lord, we give you the praise for it right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Yes, yes, yes. I wish you'd just gone on and call. Come on now. Stop sitting up there saying, maybe I ought to call. Just try to debate over. Don't debate over. Just make a call right now. Come on, make a call, huh? Amen. I'm waiting for you at 347-857-3925. I'm waiting for you to make that call right now. Come on now. All right, we're waiting. The engineer's waiting to plug you in, and we want to hear what thus saith the Lord. Tell us what God has been telling you also. Come on now. Yes, 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 we're waiting. All right, let me give you this word for today. Listening can be a courtesy or a curse, a service or sham, a ministry or mockery. Listening can be a courtesy or a curse, a service or a sham, a ministry or a mockery. All right, are you listening and how are you listening? The bottom line is how are you listening? You know, because sometimes we don't listen so good and we don't listen straight. We don't hear it straight, how it was meant to be. Yes, yes, think about it now. It could be all those things today. Yes, it can. So, govern yourselves accordingly today. Praise God. We thank God for it anyway. Glory be to God. So, I hope you're praying with me today. I'm not going to, we do have Bishop Porter here. I'm not going to be with you long as I know of. Notice I say as I know of. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God is such a good God. And tell me, what would you do without him, huh? I just don't know what I would do without the Lord. But are we going to go on a little further today? Praise God. And we enjoyed our own program yesterday, hallelujah, on Wednesday. Yes, yes, God is so good to us. You know, he just enlightened us with his word. Yes, yes, he does. Now we're going into the 12th chapter of Romans today. We're going to start. But, you know, I'm going to start at the first verse, you know. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, you don't want to present to God just any old thing, do you? You want to present him a body that's just misused and abused just like that, and you going along with it. That's the whole, you're okay in it, huh? We want it to be what? A living sacrifice to God. Holy. You want to be holy, right? Well, we have to start by asking God to forgive us for all that we have allowed into our bodies. That includes food, and you know, every one of us probably is eating stuff we shouldn't eat, and we know we weren't supposed to eat it, and we did it anyway, didn't we? So now, we would ask you that. Would you think that's holy? Okay, you can call in and give me your opinion if you like to. Praise God. But would it be holy when you start eating all this kind of stuff? Y'all answer that question. Let me know, too. I want to know about that one. See what your different opinions are. And acceptable unto God. We want to present God something that he can accept. Don't you believe that? Yeah. Okay. All right. That includes whatever we place in our body or do to our body. Now, I'm going to have some flack on this. I'm going to have some flack on this because I'm going to throw this in. Don't cost you a thing. Now, tell me something. Do you think he is accepting the fact that you up here piercing and tattooed, got somebody sticking needles all over you and putting all kind of ugly designs all over your body, on your tongue and on your eyebrows and everything? Do you think that's acceptable by God? Just, you know, you can call me with your opinion. You know, this is what we are looking for. You can call me with your opinion about that. Because to me, that's not my message. But anyway, would you consider that holy and acceptable unto God? Would you? Huh? Now, and then you're going to add, which is your reasonable service. If that's your reasonable service, to tattoo your body all over, head to toe, eyebrows, ears. And you ever seen them people that pull the ears out of shape from the shape it was made in and stick some big old wide thing in it? Look like they just, they always try to send somebody back to Africa, you know, but then they looking like the Africans, putting all these here stuff in them and everything, you know, because those are their traditions in their land, you know. And then you're going to take on to their traditions. So when you take on their traditions, you take on their devils. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, okay, I said that. Yes, yes. Now you got a problem. Call in 347-857-3925. Praise God, because I think you just should not be doing your body all kind of ways like that. That is my opinion. Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. I don't see nowhere where it say that it's okay to do it. All right. Now, sacrifice. Sacrifice. Can you sacrifice not being like somebody else? Stop trying to be like somebody else or trying to please somebody else or make them love you and all that. They ain't going to love you a bit better with all that stuff stuck up on you. They ain't going to love you no more, okay, or no less. All right, we'll put it in that way. All right, let's go on. Now, And the second verse says, and be not conformed to this world. Did you hear what it just said? Don't be conformed to this world, to the things that you see in this world. You think it's beautiful. You're going to go do it because somebody else is doing it. You know, all these grotesque things you're doing to yourself. That's not making it holy. That's not having yourself holy. That's it's acceptable unto God. You see what I'm saying? But we want you, as he's saying this scripture right now, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's a whole lot, isn't it? That little verse there is a whole lot. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, we need a renewed mind today. Now, he tells you, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, you know, I don't know. We just going back to that portion. I didn't see where Jesus tattooed himself. I didn't see nowhere where he did all of that. Okay, and trying to prove, well, this is just me. And, you know, I see somebody else doing it. So what? If they jump off the Empire State Building, are you going to do it too? You see, you don't follow what other people doing. You got to have a new mind, huh? A mind, the mind of Christ is what we're going to talk about today. The mind of Christ, huh? So you ought to let God transform you, give you this new mind now, where you can think, what, differently from others, not as the world thing, not do as what you see the people of the world doing. You want to see what you, some great musician doing. You want to do what some actor doing, and all these people that's in the limelight, and you even try to copy the big name preachers on the TV. You try to do what they do, and you don't even know how they living behind the scene. You see, I'm not talking about anybody because I don't know none of them. But the fact is, when you start trying to act like somebody else, you take on their devils. Do you see what I'm saying? And you don't need to, you have enough of your own without taking on somebody else's. See? So we're trying to get you to be transformed in the image and likeness of God. This is where we are going today. Because let me tell you a few things now. Your self-image is formed early on based on what? The feedback from your parents, I told you this before, your teachers, and other authority figures, huh? And changing it isn't easy. It's not going to be easy to be transformed. You hear what I'm saying? Because this has been imparted in you just all your life. These things have been fed to you. You see, and don't forget your friends too, huh? And some other relatives in your life. Don't forget them. They had a great impact on you. So therefore, you want to be like Mama. You want to be like Daddy, Aunt Sue, and Uncle Bo. You want to be like these people. You see, you even might want to take on Cousin John. You see what I'm saying? So it's not going to be easy. I didn't say it's going to be easy. All I say is you want to be like them, and this is what you have in your heart. And you start imitating people, you see. Instead of being transformed in the image likeness of God, you start imitating the people that are walking on the face of the earth that you think is wonderful. All the hip-hop stars and all the actors and actresses, whatever. And you don't know how they live. And you don't know if they are Satanists or what they are. All you know is they look good on the screen. Well, that's play acting. Well, that's a script. They're going by a script that somebody's written and they have contracted to
perform according to it. Are you going to be like that? No, I hope not. Praise God. But I hope that you be transformed in the image and likeness of God. I pray that you take on the light. You become one of the saints of light. This is where I want to see you at. Yes, I do. And changing into that. Turn off the darkness and put on the light. This is what I want. Turn it on right now. Turn the light on. You know what you're doing. You know who you're trying to be like. Come on now. Now, it doesn't come from you being inspired, see, but from letting the Holy Spirit transform you. That's where we want you to be right now. Let the Holy Ghost do what? Transform you. Turn you around into what God has called you to do. That's why he say, be renewed in your mind. You see, be renewed in your mind, because your mind is what's happening here. It's what's controlling your life, huh? What you think and how it has been prepared to do what the devil told you to do and not what God told you. Now, isn't that a strange thing? You easily take on the ways of the devil than you do on the things of God. Have you ever thought about people, how they feel these things are so good, lying? Because they had to hear somebody lying. So they take on lying, not telling the truth. If the truth is of God and the lying is of the devil, so you'll take on the lying before you take on the truth. And you'll believe a lie before you believe the truth. You see how mixed up we are? You know, we get so mixed up in our life, you know, through how do we do that? Looking at other people. And looking at other people, then we want to be like them because it looks so good. They making so much money. They making money lying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see. So you want to make you some money. You don't care how you make it, long as you make it. You know how your mind going. Mm-hmm. Now, if the truth, say amen. If it's not, well, you know, help, Lord. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you try so many things, huh? Now, you have to pardon this voice here. You have to pardon that, okay? Now, it's like this here. Now, you have pumped the handle at the bottom of the flashlight to make it light up, huh? Now, you tried it. Now, sure enough, I generate the power needed to make it light. Do you do that? But as soon as I stop pumping, the light went out. So now, I got you pumped up a little bit now, right? I got you pumped up just a little bit. Now the light is shining. Now you're going to let the light shine. Now here comes somebody ain't got no light. And what happened? Well, you don't need to do that. I'll tell you how you do it. And what happened? You go along with the darkness. You just forgot about the light that I just pumped up to you. You see what I'm saying? Because you are more influenced by darkness than you are by the light. Isn't that strange with people? Huh? Do you wonder about that? Anybody wonder about that besides me? You know, I guess I always wonder about certain things, praise God, that don't make sense to me. But I'd rather make a right commitment to an idea that God has given me than what you are telling me, you see? So we oftentimes will begin to go with what? The devil tell us, huh? Well, listen, if you steal this, it ain't no harm. They got plenty. You know, you heard that, don't you? They got plenty. So they ain't going to miss it. Yes, they are. They're going to miss it because it wasn't yours in the first place. Why are you listening to the negative here? Why can't you listen to the positive? Go to work and get your own. You ain't got to steal that. I don't care how many they got. It's not yours. You see what I'm saying? Don't care if they got Googles of it. It's not yours. Leave it alone. The Bible said, let him that steals steal no more. Get you a job. He said, "You man, if you still did, somebody will put you on a what you call that thing, that line in the jailhouse, and let you work for some living and show you and get paid. You know, this is what you're supposed to do and get some money instead of taking somebody else's all the time. Why do you think people are always stealing? Why do you think everybody trying to take something belonging to somebody else all the time? Be it an idea, be it what they have in their house, in their home, their car, their children, or whatever. Everybody want to take something belonging to somebody else because they love darkness rather than light." That's all it is. They have not been transformed into the light. They have been transformed as a light and not the light. Come on, you hear me now. Glory be to God. All I'm trying to tell you now, it's time for us to create something in God, huh? Now, just like he has given us everything that we need to survive, we ought to begin to use it, huh? We need to begin to use what God has given us, okay? Now, God has gave you thoughts, gave you a mind to think. Now, he didn't say, think about how I'm going to take something from somebody else. Yeah, I say unto you, think about how you're going to steal something from somebody. He didn't give you that. That's not a prophecy. Huh? That's just a lying spirit that you are allowed to invade in your thoughts and cause you to live in what? Darkness. Mm-hmm. It has allowed you to live in darkness. That's all it's doing, and you keep going on with it, huh? And you do not know how yet to tap into the resources that God has given you. You have not allowed yourself to be filled with the light, because you are not being transformed right now. Your mind is still formed in the image of darkness instead of the image of light. This is where it is today. And it's time for you to get out right now, to know that the purpose that God has given you, the purpose that he has imparted on you, this is what you need to do. Because he said in 1 Peter, the first chapter in the 13th verse, he said, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Huh? Now, it's time for you to be sober. It is time for you to be sober. It's time for you to open up right now and be sober right now. Be transformed, huh? Be transformed. Now, let's say this way. Let's think about this here. I was reading this story this morning. I'm reading this story. And this father had he was messing around with something, with some little gadget, and what happened with the gadget, huh? The gadget started to moving, and when the gadget starts to move, and he said, "You know, I noticed my children when they got an airplane, and when they got an airplane, what did they do? They start making sounds like an airplane. Or they start making sounds like a choo-choo train, huh? So what are they doing? They transforming that energy into that toy plane or that toy train to make it sound like it's going, that it's real. You see, now you know the enemy always trying to act like he real. He's always trying to make you think he's something he's not, and you bite it every time, huh? You go for it. I'm trying to tell you, it ain't nothing but a toy. It's not real. Do you hear me? It is not real. That's all I want you to know. It's not real. Now it's time for you to get the real thing, huh? Transform the real thing into your life and stop using toys. Stop trying to play all the time. But it's time for you to be real. You think that you know everything and you have not paid the price yet. You haven't sacrificed enough yet. You haven't given up enough. You haven't been committed enough yet. In order to go forth, you're going to have to be fully committed to the word of the living God and practice it too. You know, just read it. You got to put this into practice. Oh, my God, my God. So many times we are out there and we're not putting things into practice. We are just going along. I'm just going along. This is the way the world do it, so I'm going to do it too. But that's not what God wants you to do, huh? He wants you to have a sober mind. He wants you to have the mind of Christ, that when you have the mind of Christ, you're going to do it like Christ do it, huh? You're going to be faithful to the end. You're going to stand on faith, and you're going to trust him. You're going to keep believing him no matter what come or who go or how it's said. You're going to keep on believing him, aren't you? I know you are. Yes, you are. You're going to keep believing Christ. Well, listen here. This is transforming day. You know, and I want you to be transformed. I don't see you calling yet. I'm waiting for you to call at 347-857-3925. Call in right now if you want to talk about being transformed. Now, when you be transformed, that means you are letting God transform you. That's all it is. You're changing things. You're turning around where you used to think, what you used to do, how you used to be out there at the parties and all that. Night long, and people are saying now, well, I can't get up at no 11 o'clock to pray. Well, I'll tell you one thing. You can get up at there. So I told you there's going to be a bone of money going to be out there for you. You'll get up then at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2, 1, 2, if it's necessary. You see how we're so offbeat today. We can't do anything for God. We can't have a mind of God if we don't want to give nothing to God. You know, I told you upon the former broadcast, you know, you got to count the cost before you build anything, before you get anything. You got to make plans, you see what I'm saying, and prepare for the things that you desire. You know, if you never prepare nothing, it's like everybody hollering about they want a husband, they want a wife, they want her, but they ain't prepared for them yet. You see what I'm saying? They ain't got ready for them. They ain't changed their little ways, where they little selfish ways. They gonna, everything is my way, and that's it. You know, if he don't go my way, I don't want him. You see what I'm saying? And that's not the way. You ain't even found out what God said about it. See, now God said the man is the priest of the home, praise God. He didn't say he the tyrant of the home now. He said he the priest of the home. Now, if you can't see him as being the head of the home, don't get married. That's all I can tell you, you see, because that's a job all by itself. Mm-hmm. You've been separated. You've been by yourself so long, you think you the priest. You're not the priest, praise God. Get it right. Prepare for your priest, you see. Prepare the home. Sanctify your home for the priest, huh? Make ways that God is saying you are to make for him or her. You see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. I know I'm meddling with your business. Glory to God. But you know it wouldn't be me if I didn't meddle a little bit. Praise God. All of this is being transformed by the renewing of your mind. You start thinking differently than where you've been thinking. Now, I ain't going to tell you it's easy, but you know, you got to do a lot. You got to take off a lot. Praise God. Take off the clothes you've been wearing and put on some new ones. You know, like they tell me, instead of walking around, which I still got to learn this one. Talk walking around with your head rag on, you going to the grocery store with rollers in your hair. You know, you never know who you're going to meet up with at the grocery store. See, transform. Yes, transform yourself, you know. kind of match when you go to the store, ladies and gentlemen. Don't just put on some baggy pants and they hang it down below your behind and everything. Don't go that way. You're not prepared to meet no lady. She don't want no man with his pants hanging all down, looking like you know what. Praise God. You see, and his shirt all open, trying to show his chest, and you're looking bony and everything too. You know, if you want to catch some fish, you got to get the right bait. That's all it is. And that means you got to be transformed, huh? Renew your mind. Think differently. When I go to the store, I don't care if I'm just going for just a soda pop. I'm going to go looking good. You just say that to yourself. Now you're preparing, okay? Now you've transformed your thinking. You say, because I know I'm on looking for something right kind of woman. I'm looking for a blessed woman. I'm looking for a blessed woman, so I better be a blessed man. You see what I'm saying? You got to transform the thoughts, you see. The things that you've been thinking of, you ain't thinking of no more. Your mind is only going one way in the sex pit, and that's all you thinking about is sex, sex, sex. So you know what you're going to get? You're going to get one of them women that got something you ain't going to be able to handle. You know, you see what I'm saying? So get your mind out the gutter, too. Take your mind and think higher. You know, what type of woman you would love to marry? What type of man you'd love to marry? You know, and when you start thinking on that, you start doing what? Transforming your mind. Yes. Renewing your thoughts. This is what's going. You ain't going to pick up the first one come long either. You see what I'm saying? You'll think about it at first. You're going to pray about it. Hey, please pray about it. Oh, yes, please pray about it. Fast, too, if you want to. You know, do something. Do anything to prepare your way. And then what you do? You prepare a place setting at your table. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Just for that one. This is their place setting. So when they come, they will have a place set already for them to eat. A special plate. Make it a pretty plate. Don't make it a broken plate. You see what I'm saying? When you start preparing these things, you know, prepare yourself. Buy yourself some nice, decent clothes. You know, it ain't got to be expensive. Just look good on you. Not something that don't fit you, but put on something that do fit you and make you look good. You see, I'm just saying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are preparing for these things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. I like that topic this morning, talking about being transformed in the mind. When we was first born, we was born in lightness and in darkness. We had to die to ourselves in order for that light to come on. Glory to God. And that when that light come on in you, you begin to walk different, talk differently, and just walk upright in the things of Christ Jesus today. Glory to God. I just like that topic this morning. Your mind got to be transformed in Christ, like not in the world. He said be renewed of the things of the world. No, we don't have to be renewed of the things of the mind, but renewed of the things in Christ, because he made the heaven and earth. And he said whatever you ask in his name, he shall do it. We just have to walk upright in the things of him, and he will not hasten to perform it. And I love that topic. Glory to God. Y'all be blessed and have a blessed day.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. All these preachers on the wall, ain't they? These preachers on the wall. Glory. These preachers are on the wall, aren't they? Praise God. Another caller? You can come on, call. Praise God. Amen. We thought we had a caller here, praise God. But come on, callers. You don't want to let just one caller come in and talk about the Lord and preach the word of God. It don't take all day to preach the word. You can preach in 15 minutes, 10 minutes if you want to, if you can. Hallelujah. So you can come on and call at 347-857-3925. Tell us what God is doing for you, what he has done, what you're looking for him to do and expecting him to do in your life, if he's transforming you, Yes, yes, yes. Out of darkness into the marvelous light. Just come on right now. Glory to God. Well, praise God, praise God. Well, if you're not going to call, we're going to turn over to Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for Apostle, amen, and thank God, amen, for Evangelist Sarissa, amen, and that saying, amen, is so true, praise God. We are living in a time now, if we ever, amen, needed to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, amen, is time now, amen. And what Paul, praise God, is doing here, he's giving a guideline, amen, for living as a redeeming people. Amen, and we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen, and what he's doing, he's pleading, amen, with each and every, amen, that is in Christ, praise God, to present their bodies, amen, a living sacrifice, amen. And this is what we have to do in these times, praise God, to let the world see, amen, that Christ live within us, because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Am I right? You know, and God has been good to us. He has been better to us than we have been to ourselves, amen. Now, we can't be like, amen, somebody else, amen. We have to be like Christ, praise God, amen. No two people are alike, amen. Sometimes they say that, but, you know, I don't believe it, praise God. So, man, we need to pattern myself as a those, amen, that is walking upright before Almighty God, amen, and pleasing, amen, to him, praise God. And that way, amen, you can't go wrong, praise God. But, you know, God, amen, he is the perfect, amen, example. Am I right? Praise God. He prepared the way, and all we have to do now, amen, is follow his example and walk in it. Praise God. Thank God. You know, he also, you know, warned each and every one of us in verse 2, amen. He said, be not conformed to this world. Praise God. In other words, don't be a copycat. Don't copy the behavior of the custom of this world. This is what a apostle was trying to tell us. Praise God. We have to be so mindful, praise God, of that. Praise God. Be like, amen, what Christ, amen, have called you and I to be, praise God. And we cannot be selfish. We cannot follow after corrupt stuff, praise God. We have to walk, amen, according, amen, to the will of God, praise God. And in his will, amen, that no man shall perish, but all come to repentance, praise God. And when we come into the knowledge of him, we have been changed by the renewal of our minds, praise God. And we, amen, can go on, amen, and everything will be all right, praise God. I would just thinking on as Apostle was ministering, praise God, when we have been transformed by the renewal of our minds, praise God, and that what was proven what is acceptable, amen, in the will of God, amen, God will manifest himself to you and I every time, even though we'll go through trials and tribulation. We're going to go to situations. We're going to have storms, amen, come up in our lives, amen. And I stopped by to tell somebody this morning, he don't have to stop nothing that we are going through, amen. He gives us the strength to go through it. Why? Because we have been transformed by the renewal of our mind, praise God, because that little small still voice, amen, will speak to you and tell you, amen, to go ahead. Everything going to be all right, praise God, amen. He will be right in the midst, amen, of the storm. He'll be in the midst of your situation. Why? Because you have been transformed, praise God. Ain't you glad about it, amen, that he has brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, praise God. And all you have to do now, amen, is continue to look to the hills from whence coming our help. And all our help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. Praise God. Oh, thank God that is one baptism, but is many refilling. Praise God. And he will refill you right now. All you got to do is say, Lord, Thank you for refilling from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Praise God, and God will do just that. All he say is ask, and if you ask, praise God, you can receive it. Praise God, he will give it to you. Amen. He say you hold back no good things from them that love you and love him. Oh, praise God. Do you love him today? Do you love him with an everlasting love? Praise God. You know, God have given each and every one of us the ability to do certain things. And ain't you glad about it, amen, when your mind have been transformed? Amen. This is why we don't have to be jealous and envy and have malice in our heart towards one another. He said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. And when yet mind have been transformed, praise God, he will do greater things, amen, in our lives, praise God. And he will show up and show out in our lives, amen. He'll let you see. He'll always be right there, amen. I want to say to somebody, behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine, amen. It's a greater day, praise God. Everything going to be all right. Why? Because your mind has been transformed, praise God. So this is why you can shout the victory. You don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can start shouting right now, amen. This is enough right here to make you shout. Am I right? So this is a personal responsibility that we have to present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God. That's powerful. Oh, that's rich. Praise God. Oh, thank God, amen, for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Oh, you can walk in holy boldness. Oh, you can speak things as not as though they were. Why, look at all the promises that he have promised us when that mind have been transformed. And then you have been transformed by the renewal of your mind. Praise God. And you can walk in victory. Praise God. When it looked dark, amen, people, amen, turn their back on you. Praise God. Oh, but Jesus said, I'll never leave you, not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always till the end of the world. And I'm glad, amen, that we got, amen, a God, amen, that is on our side. Praise God. Oh, he'll fight our battles. Praise God. He said, thousands will fall to your left and 10,000 will fall to your right. And he always will be right there. And oh, I'm thank God, amen. He said the enemy will come at us one way, but he got to flee seven. Ain't you glad, amen, for every problem or situation in our lives? Oh, our Lord and our Savior have a promise for us. Amen. And he will, amen, bring us out. Praise God. He'll bring us out with a mighty hand. Praise God. And I'm glad about it today. Amen, that he's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us. All praise the Lord. Amen. God is, amen, a great God. He's worthy, so worthy to be praised, and I'm glad about it today. Oh, thank God. Amen. Do you know that you have been transformed? Do you know, amen, that you have presented your body as a living sacrifice? Oh, you got to know that you know who you is and whose you are. You got to know it today. Amen. If you're waiting for somebody to tell you, amen, it's time to come back to the altar. But when you know that you know, amen. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Oh, his God, grace and his mercy have brought us thus far. And his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. There is nothing too hard for him. I thank God that we serve a God that is so high, you can't get over him. He's so wide, you can't get him around him. He's so low, you can't get under him. I thank God you got to come through, amen, Jesus Christ today. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, I thank God, amen, for it today. Praise God. Ain't you glad, amen, that God, he is always right there. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for Jesus. Amen. Verse 3 say, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. All each and every one of us have a measure of faith today. Oh, do you have, amen, high self-esteem? Praise God. Do you have it today? Ain't you glad about it, amen, that God, amen, is always right there? Ain't you glad, praise God, that, amen, your self-esteem is very important, praise God, when you know that you know, amen, that God is on your side and that he will fight your battle, praise God. Oh, thank God, amen, for it. Oh, thank God, amen, that he will turn a negative into a positive. He'll turn a bad situation and make something good at it. He'll do it every time. All you got to do, amen, is wait on him, praise God, and he will come, praise God. He may not come when you call, but he always on time. Oh, thank God for it today. Oh, praise God. God is, amen, a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, praise the Lord. God, thank God, amen, for you, you, and you out there today, amen. You know, as I begin to look at this verse, you know, the key to honesty and accurate self-evaluation is knowing the basis of our self-worthy. We have to be and identify ourselves, amen, in Christ, praise God. And when you can identify yourself in Christ, praise God, amen, you will know, amen, that the Lord, amen, will work it out. He'll do it every time, praise God. But you have to have, amen, a high self-esteem, amen, when you have changed your mind, praise God, and when your mind have been changed, amen. Now, let's look at it. As Apostle was ministering, I was thinking about now when things start going shambles and wrong and not going right in your life, can you keep that self-esteem? Can you keep your mind, amen, stayed on the Lord? Can you keep that mind, amen, renewed, praise God? Because things will come in to try to shake you. This is what she was talking about, to try to get your mind, kind of lose your focus, praise God. But when you know that you know that you know, praise God, you have to have that pressing, amen, a mind, praise God. And that's what that renewal mind will do, praise God. You'll have that pressing. When some tell you don't go to church today, when some tell you don't read your Bible, don't pray, praise God, that pressing spirit say, go ahead on and pray anyhow, praise God. And you can say, Lord, have mercy. That's a prayer, praise God. Open up your Bible and just read a chapter out of the Word of God, praise God. You're pressing then, praise God. And I guarantee you, praise God, something, amen, will be lifted. Burdens will be lifted. Yokes will be destroyed, praise God. The captive will be set free, praise God. And when you forget about yourself, amen, and start praying for somebody else, amen, God will be working it out for you, for your situation. He'll do it right in your home. He's doing it for somebody right now. Why? Because you took time out, amen, to tune in, to listen, amen, at the Word of God. He said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And he's blessing somebody right now. Whatever the situation is, God have already worked it out. Praise God. You got to see this thing in the spirit realm. Why? Because you have been changed by the renewal of your mind. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God. And you're not conformed to this world, but you have been transformed by the renewal of your mind. Praise God. And God is able. Praise God. He will work it out. He will provide. Praise God. He will open a door that is closed in your faith. He will make a way out of no way. He will do it. Amen. He said he would do it. Praise God. Oh, I'm talking about the benefits, amen, that you and I have when you are in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you can stand, praise God, on this holy word, because he is a man that cannot lie. He said, let every devil in hell and every man be a lie, but his word will be true. And if he spoke it, he's able to perform it. Oh, God bless you today. Oh, may heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you today, and he love you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Thank God, amen, that we have that intimate relationship with him. Amen. And we can have it with one another when we have been changed by the renewal of our mind. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you. And Bishop Dutu.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, wasn't that not an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter? I tell you, the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ. Do you have the mind of Christ? Oh, God is so good. He is so good. And the second verse alone, it say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And let's look at what conform mean. It said to be similar or identical, also to be in agreement or harmony, to be obedient or compliant, usually used with, to conform to another's wishes. So when he say, be not conformed to this world, what is this world of? It's not, he said, you know, we are of this world, but not in, be, how would, we're in the world, but not of the world. And when we're not of the world, we are in Christ, because all the world is about is sin, lust, all that stuff is in the world, and the world do not like Christ. And he said the world don't love him, so therefore, you know, they ain't going to love you either. So when you transform into him, the mind of him, they're not going to like you. And transform means make a thorough or dramatic change in the form, appearance, or character. I tell you, when you begin to transform, the things that you used to do, you do no more. And when people talk, well, I remember when you used to do this and you used to do that. The key word is use to. The key words are use to. I don't do it anymore. We transform every day. He don't want us to just give just our body. He wants us to give mind, body, and soul completely. And not just by doing good works. Study the word. Meditate on the word. Continue to pray. Continue to ask for forgiveness. Continue to repent. You know, the mind of Christ. What is Christ to you? Is he just somebody that just died on the cross just to die on the cross? Or is he that person that died on the cross for my sins? I know that's what he did for me. So when you change the way you think, because everything starts where? In the mind. That's where everything starts. So the mind first have to begin to be transformed. And that is exactly where the fight continually begins, in the mind. We see stuff that's going on. Everything is translated straight up to the mind. The hand can't move without a message being sent from the mind. You can't say nothing without the message being transferred from the mind. So therefore, let us continue to be transformed into the light, the good light. Because you know what? In darkness, there is no light. And look at it. There is no darkness. It's just the absence of light. So know that we was born and shaped in iniquity. But when we transform, we now begin to walk in Christ Jesus. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So he already done tell us that. So you know what? Let us begin today. You may figure that, you know, you mess up so bad that God, you know, ain't going to forgive you. He ain't going to, you know, accept you back. But you know what? All you have to do is repent. Repent and turn. Don't repent and go back and do the same thing. Repent and turn. Ask God forgiveness. Truly ask for his forgiveness. Nothing is done overnight. Everything is a process. Everything is time. And how do you prepare yourself? You prepare yourself to receive the Holy Ghost. by doing all what you're supposed to do, repent, ask for forgiveness, accept Jesus in your life, and pray. Pray and meditate on the word. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line at 11 p.m. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m., and it's hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. Every Monday, we have Deacon Michael with I Am Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. For those of you that would send your donations into that awesome book that Apostle Porter has just put out there, I tell you, you can set it to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And donation is $24.95 plus $2 shipping and handling. So come on, get that book because it tell you something. It is an awesome reading, and that book is The Secret of the Kingdom Within. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.